Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, Tourist Association. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm going on vacation, and I've been looking at your website about accommodations on Po Shan Island. I'm traveling on my own and noticed that there were several kinds of accommodations there. Can you give me some more information?
Sure. Well, there's a small hotel located near the bank. It's convenient and quite comfortable.
Yes, I saw that on the website. It looks very nice. Do they have any planned activities there? I think it mentioned that they have a lecture about the island every morning in the hotel.
Not a lecture, but they do run a tour of the island every morning after breakfast. It goes all around the island, and it's free. And then in the afternoon, guests have the chance to go out sailing if they want.
And what kind of things are nearby? Things I might enjoy seeing? Isn't there a huge market of some sort? I seem to recall something like that, where they sell lots of fresh vegetables.
It's the fish market, actually, all straight off the boats. It's not far from the hotel. Everyone enjoys that, and I'm sure you would too. Oh, and there's also a pottery factory. Not very big, but they produce lovely items you can buy right there on the spot at a range of very reasonable prices.
And is it correct that all the rooms have a balcony?
Yes, they're very small, but some have beautiful sea views. You'd have to check if those are available. They do get booked up quickly.
I'm sure they do. And how much are the rooms at the hotel?
Well, in the high season, they're almost $400 per person a night. But you're lucky. We've just entered the low season, so they're $299. A good deal.
Yes, it does seem reasonable.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now, listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
But what about other types of accommodations, like bed and breakfast? Is there anything close to the beach? I understand it's quite beautiful.
That's where the island's only bed and breakfast is, and it makes it very popular indeed. The rooms are on the small side, but the location's fabulous, and of course breakfast is included. And you'll be interested to know that every day the owner takes any guests that are interested on a walk around the island. He's an expert on the birds you find on the island, so it can be fascinating.
Is there anything in particular to do or see?
Well, it's a little isolated, but people who stay there rave about a vegetarian restaurant only about a mile away. I haven't been there myself, but even dedicated meat eaters seem to love it.
Anything else about the accommodations?
There isn't a television, if you require one of those. But even though they're a little off the beaten track, every room has an internet connection as part of the cost, so guests find that very convenient.
And what's the room cost?
For one, that would be $249. I'm afraid they don't have off-season rates.
Still, that's pretty good. What about the youth hostel? What if I wanted to stay there?
It can be a little noisy, especially at weekends, because it's very close to the park, and the local kids use that a lot during the day. But in the hostel, you meet lots of young people. And as for activities, every morning they even have a cookery class anyone can go to. The guests seem to really like that, and then they can apply what they learn to the meals they make for themselves at the hostel.
That sounds like fun, too.
Yes, and for an afternoon activity, you can go cycling. There's a shop nearby that rents everything you need at a very low rate. It's a great way of seeing the island.
Any chance of getting any other exercise, other than playing with the local kids?
Oh, there certainly is. There's a well-equipped gym you are welcome to use. It was just finished a couple of months ago. The hostel staff can arrange for you to get a visitor's card. It's a great facility.
How much is a private room in the hostel, then?
They've got a number of those for just $120 a night. But again, if you're interested, I'd contact them as soon as possible.
Well, thanks very much for your help. I think I've asked...
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.